Welcome and thank you for joining us. At Worship Harvest, we believe that we are a movement of the gospel, discipleship, and mission. And we are committed to catalyzing spiritual, social, and economic renewal in our immediate communities. And as a result, the world. Here is this week's teaching.
Let's get into the word. Yeah, now, we're in Ephesians 1.
Yes.
Verse, what was that?
We went back to verse 17. And
we went back to verse 17. Okay, yes. Give us Ephesians 1, verse 17. And there is an angle I want to take this evening.
I love it.
It's going to be short. It's always short, isn't it? Who is that one saying it's not short?
It was someone. I won't say their name.
You'll not say their name.
Mm-hmm.
What a shock. Or is it what a shock?
What a shock.
That the God of our Lord, read for us.
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
This is where we were last week. Now, we were talking about wisdom, revelation, the knowledge of God,
yes,
and all of that.
Yes.
And even as we look at this short segment for the next few minutes, may the eyes of your understanding be enlightened.
Amen.
May you see the glory of Jesus.
Amen.
May you hear the hope and the promises of God. Your hope shall not be cut off.
Amen.
Nothing is impossible for you.
Amen.
Because you believe.
Amen.
It's not your strength that matters. It is the strength of God that matters. It's not your ability that matters. It is the God ability that matters. So receive it, receive it, receive it in
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Now, next verse.
The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance
in the saints, and
which he,
He has skipped.
And what, yes, is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to
the
working,
working
of his mighty power.
Now, I want us to go back to verse 18.
Yes.
And that's where I'm going to focus today. The eyes of your understanding being
enlightened,
that you may know what is the hope
of his calling.
Of his calling. So there is, the Bible says, many are called and few are chosen.
Yes.
And I've told people often that your overall strategy is to make yourself one of the chosen. Because the called are many. You know, there is a reason the word average means average. So I'm just trying to explain an English term.
I've understood.
So many are called, but a few are chosen.
Yes.
Jesus had many disciples, but he chose 12, whom he named apostles. There are many doctors, but
there is Dr. Golo.
Yes, you see. So many are gold, but few are chosen. In this case, one, but you get the idea that there is a place of choosing,
yes,
where God chooses you,
yes,
for something extraordinary. So, but he says the hope of his calling. There is hope. Well, once you're called, immediately the word that comes with calling is hope. Like those who grew up in houses where your mother would call out name and say, whatever your name, you immediately have an expectation.
Yes.
There's a reason you're being called.
Oh, I like this apostle.
Yeah. You're not going to reach there. Then she says, I even forgot where I called you. Go away. You see. So the hope of his calling. Especially if mom has gone to town and come back with some goodies. And you are all in the kitchen waiting to hear
which name will
wow. Call yourself. It is not the hope of your calling. It's the hope of his calling.
Yes.
So all those who are called have hope attached to that calling.
Yes.
Bishop Oyedepo says, God did not call us to demote us.
I love it so much.
Yeah. MC Shepherd, God did not call you to demote you.
Amen.
Pastor,
Amen.
God did not call you to demote
Amen.
You.
Amen.
God did Amen. Not call you so you could have a life that is farther from abundant life.
Mm.
It's not like when you're not minding God's business, you have abundant life. Once you start minding God's business, then you have less abundant life.
The enemy is a liar.
That's a lie. That's why he says, I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. So there is a hope of his calling. But now I want us to go to the last part, which is the focus of my little sharing this evening.
What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance?
In the saints. Give us the scripture in the NLT and then we'll see what happens. Are there people who are excited to be in the studio?
I hope so.
Okay. Read it. Read it quickly.
I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called, his holy people, who are his rich and glorious inheritance.
Okay, so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called. Those he called were given a confident hope.
Mm.
If you are not born again, you need to be born again, because that comes with a confident hope. The world is full of hopeless people. They work, they labor, they sweat, they get into relationships, get out of relationships, abuse, get abused, get hurt hopelessly.
Wow.
But to those of us who are called, we have been given a what?
A confident
hope.
Ah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, here is the part that, hey, what's going on? Projection. Here is the part that is very important. His holy people, who are his rich and glorious inheritance.
Mercy.
The rich and glorious inheritance of Jesus Christ is his people. I will repeat that. The rich and glorious inheritance of Christ is his people.
We are Christ's inheritance.
Is his people. You see, even though God, through Christ, the Bible says in him all things consist. All things were made by him, for him, through him. Jesus did not think of leaving heaven to go to any galaxy to sacrifice his life for any reason.
Yes.
He chose earth where his people were. He could have gone
anywhere
in the universe.
Yes.
He didn't go there.
Yes.
Why did he come to earth? Because of his rich and glorious inheritance. Who are his people. So anyone who says they are a disciple of Jesus or a follower of Christ has to quickly understand this is funny. I don't know whether people are understanding this. You have to quickly understand that your real inheritance is people. Yes. That, okay. Let me help you. What is Christ's rich and glorious inheritance?
His people. His holy people.
Are you a joint heir with Christ?
Yes, I am.
Give me a scripture. It's in Peter, which says, an inheritance stored in heaven for you.
Mm.
An inheritance stored in heaven for you. It is in Peter somewhere. then I'm going to wrap up. Look, there are points which you cannot make too many times. Read.
To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
Go back to verse 3 so that...
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ
from the dead, to an inheritance.
An inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
Now let me ask you, of all the things you know on earth, which one
goes
is seated in the heavenly places?
The church.
It people. Is the saints. It's the people saints. Who are born again.
Yes.
So if you have not been doing evangelism, I don't know if you have an inheritance.
Fire.
If you have not been participating in making disciples, I don't know if you have an inheritance. The Bible is very clear that the rich and glorious inheritance of Christ is his
people. Wow, Apostle.
If you don't have disciples, it's likely you don't have a heavenly inheritance. Yeah, you can have a house, but it's not a heavenly inheritance.
Mama.
Yeah, you can have a car, it's not a heavenly inheritance.
Wow.
The only thing that qualifies is people. That's why it's good. Take us back to that NLT scripture. I want it to, because I've preached it before, but I think people don't see it.
Our eyes are being enlightened. You prayed for us. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope that he has given to those he called, his holy people, who are his rich and glorious inheritance.
His holy people.
Wow.
Who are his rich and glorious inheritance.
Wow.
That's it. If Jesus, who made the universe, thinks that his rich and glorious inheritance is these people on this tiny ball called planet Earth.
Wow.
Start thinking about yourself and what you are inheriting. And then you realize that not participating in a ministry, not leading people to Christ, not making disciples, not planting churches, puts you in a stream that is separate from this one. Of his rich and glorious inheritance. You're on the wrong bus. Give me Deuteronomy 21:15 and then we shall read. I want to show you something I saw in the scriptures this morning as I studied my Bible.
21:15.
Yeah, that's
all right. If a man has two wives, one loved and the other unloved.
Now, this is... This is in the old covenant.
Yes.
When things had gone south so much that such things were being allowed. But in the new covenant, there's no one with two wives that is quoted as an example. So, and we are new covenant people.
Yes.
But if a man has two wives, let's continue.
One loved and another unloved, and they have borne him children, both the loved and the unloved. And if the firstborn son, who
is of her,
is of her, who is unloved.
Keep going.
Then it shall be, on the day he bequeaths his possessions to his sons, that he must not bestow firstborn status on the son of the loved wife in preference to the son of the unloved, the true firstborn.
That's us.
But he shall acknowledge the son of the unloved wife as the firstborn by giving him a double portion of all that he has, for he is the beginning of his strength. The right of the firstborn is his.
So, there's this controversy in Deuteronomy where he's saying a guy may end up with two wives, he loves one more than the other. Which,
but why
by the way, that is in itself instructive. That if you go and attach yourself to a man who has a wife already, he will never love both of you the same way. So there will always be an unloved one. And so you've just got into a competition to be loved.
Oh.
It's right there.
It is.
So don't do it. But it says that in case this guy loves this other babe more
than the mother of
and
the
when he's distributing
born.
Inheritance, he's tempted to give more to the son
of the loved
of
one.
The loved one. Is it, he cannot do it.
Yes.
It must go to the true firstborn, even if it's from the quarrelsome wife.
Hey! She's just unloved. Why she quarrelsome?
It's not the child's fault that the wife is always quarreling. The Bible says that a quarrelsome wife and a dropping on a very rainy day are the same. Yeah, you are there. Dum,
dum, a nagging wife.
Dum, dum, dum. Of course, those people are not in worship service.
At all.
But he says that he shall give the true firstborn a double portion. Why?
Yes.
He says, because he is the
That's
beginning of his strength.
Yes.
Please give me the true verse.
Yes, verse 17.
For he is the beginning. He's the beginning of his strength.
Ah.
He is the beginning of his strength. He is the first of his strength. The firstborn is the first, is the beginning of his strength. In other words, all the other children are his strength.
Yes.
So, the man's strength is his children.
Yes.
Okay, give me Genesis 49, Genesis 49 from verse 1. Let's read.
And Jacob called his sons and said, gather together that I may tell you what shall befall you in the last days. Gather together and hear, you sons of Jacob, and listen to Israel, your father. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might,
and the beginning of my strength.
What a blessing.
The firstborn is the beginning of his strength.
Yes.
In other words, if a man in that context did not have children, he did not have strength.
Strength.
I hope people are understanding.
Apostle, like what you taught us, the more disciples, the more authority.
So, that's exactly where I'm going. So, in this context of the church, we are not dealing in natural birth.
Yes.
Because Jesus didn't have a natural child. But he's the strongest.
Wow.
Why? Because he has spiritual children. So, if you want, I'm connecting to his holy people, his glorious
inheritance.
His
holy and glorious inheritance.
So, here you can see that this guy is saying that God is saying that the firstborn is the beginning. So, the firstborn is the beginning of his strength. The secondborn is the addition of his strength. The thirdborn is the addition of his strength. The fourthborn. So, when you don't have disciples, because this is the corrupt system of the world where sometimes there are problems with conceiving children. But in the spiritual world in which Jesus and Paul operated, you can have very many children in 1 year.
Yes.
So then you don't just have a beginning of strength, but you have a multiplication of strength.
Yes.
And as far as my reading of it is concerned, in the kingdom of God, the more disciples you have, the stronger you are.
Oh, yes. It's true.
Yeah. This is not for press ups. I don't know what. This is not for muscles. You can be a very spiritual person. You know what I'm talking about? Shambresian, who just believe that if you add H in everything, it gets better. You can be a very spiritual person who is weak. Because you don't have disciples.
I won't be there.
So you will not be there. This is not your portion.
It's not
the beginning of your strength. Abraham had a lot of problems because he had only one son.
Mercy.
Jacob never had those problems because he had 12. That's why there's a nation called Israel today.
Yes.
And no nation called Abraham.
Wow.
Strength. Let me. Can we continue?
Please.
Look at Psalm 127. Psalm 127. Psalm 127.
Behold, verse 3. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward.
Yeah. Keep going.
Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate.
Why? Because they are strong.
Oh, yes.
His quiver is full of the children of his youth.
Oh, yes.
If you decide to start your church at 60, on your 18th anniversary.
yes, Apostle. Yeah.
They'll be trying to serve you food. You're like, hey, no, don't add that one. Don't add that one. Don't add that one. Don't add that one.
Tobias, are you on a liquid fast? Mercy.
Yes. This man can speak with the enemies in the gate because he has children, disciples.
Oh, yes.
How does Jesus talk to the devil?
Through the disciples.
Yes.
Through the saints, yes.
Through the saints. He just says, cast that one out. Yeah, Jesus is no longer walking around casting out demons. But he has troops all over the globe in every country. Praying down heaven and changing situations. How does Jesus feed the hungry? I was reading about an organization called Feed the Hungry. It was started by Dr. Lester Sumrall, who was a pastor and evangelist. He was like the wildest guy as far as demons is concerned.
Lester Sumrall.
No one else has dealt with demons like Lester Sumrall. Yeah. He started Feed the Hungry. Feed the Hungry feeds 500,000 children daily all over the world.
Daily.
Every day, 500,000 children.
All right.
How does Jesus feed hungry children? Through his children.
All right.
Including one who already left and went to heaven.
Wow.
What he left behind is having an impact.
Wow.
So you're there, I'm strong. You're not strong if you don't have disciples. Let's face it, you're not strong if you don't have disciples. You have to do everything for yourself. You have to do shopping for yourself. You have to drive for yourself. You have to pick up the children from school by yourself. You have to wash your own clothes by yourself, iron by yourself.
Your own clothes by yourself. Wow.
Buy your clothes yourself, cut the grass yourself. Remove the mud from the tires yourself. Why? Because you don't have disciples.
Yeah.
I'm rubbing it in. Yeah, comb your hair by yourself.
Scratcher.
No disciples, no strength. I don't know who is online and is understanding what I'm saying. Say something on YouTube if you click what I'm saying. Your strength is the disciples. Your strength is the disciples.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. All the respect or anything I'll ever get in this life is because of the people like you. It's the disciples. It's nothing else. Amen. It's not my architecture degree.
Wow.
It's his holy people who are his. Look, if you are joint heir with Christ, the portion that accrues to you is the one under you. If you are a branch of a mango tree, the only fruits, all the fruits on that mango tree belong to the mango tree. The only fruits that belong to you as a branch, they are the ones on your branch.
Mercy.
Don't be those ends. You are a small branch. You are claiming fruits that are on the other branch on the other side.
Wow. Wow.
I don't know if I'm communicating.
You're communicating. Apostle, last Sunday, my Pastor Emma and my MC, we fed 160 people. 116. But what you were speaking, it occurred to me that it didn't matter before how much desire
you had for feeding people.
How much, it's not there until you're able to have disciples and then you're able to do something. Desire can be there for so many things, but you're not able to do it. That right there, we were speaking with the enemy at the gates.
Oh, yes.
Yes. We had become a plague to hunger, like you're saying.
Yeah, that's how you speak with the enemy. That's where your strength is. If you have disciples, you can tell disciples, let's feed the hungry, they'll feed the hungry. Yeah. Let's plant trees, they'll plant trees. Let's do evangelism, they will go do evangelism. If they are disciples, if they don't go, they are not disciples.
Let's do Alpha Course.
Yeah. Pay someone's school fees, they will pay. That's how you push back the darkness. God's answer to all the world's problems are disciples. Mm. That's it. That's why it says, all authority is given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples. The only way for that authority to work is through making disciples.
Not just go.
Oh, yes. I don't know. I hope this is blessing someone. Of course, if you've made some disciples, this is encouraging you. If you've been neglecting the call, this might be rubbing you the wrong way. But maybe we need to rub you the wrong way. Yeah, we have turned the cat around and we are rubbing it. The hair is standing.
So the hairs are like this.
So you want strength? Make this. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. Let me show you a verse. Can I show you a verse?
Yes.
The people that side don't want your mother.
We will put a curtain.
Philippians 4:1.
Oh, yes. Therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved.
Therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren.
Uh-huh.
And what does he call them?
My joy and crown. Wow.
Do you have a joy and crown? You see, the sadness in your life is easy to explain.
The brethren are the joy.
People talk of being depressed. I cannot be, because I have...
Take Soboka.
Okay, give us NLT. NLT of this verse.
Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stay true to the Lord. Oh, I love you and long to see you, dear friends. For you are my joy and the crown I receive for my work.
And the crown I receive for my work. Now, you can't be saying this about a church you didn't plant. You can't be saying this about an MC you didn't start. You can't be saying this about a zone you don't lead. You can't be wherever you are and you write to worship harvest
Nalia
Charlie Wajala zone joy. And tell them you are my joy and crown. Meanwhile, you're those ends in Zimbabwe. No.
In Chad.
Your joy and crown that you the crown you receive for your work are your disciples, the people.
Honestly.
Yes.
Honestly.
That's it. I want you to make a decision today to not let go of this inheritance keep passing you by not participating.
Yes.
Your joy and crown is Worship Harvest Downtown.
Yes.
Bugolobi, which you planted.
Yes.
Peculiar Network.
Come on.
I don't
Shout
know
out
what.
To the Peculiar Network. Make some noise.
Master Angel, let me ask you an honest question.
Mercy.
In the recent, from when you became a pastor of and you're seeing all this fruit,
yes.
Have you ever sat down and felt hopeless?
No.
Yeah, like life has defeated
no.
me. I feel so bad. Has that ever happened to you?
No.
It's not possible.
Never hopeless.
It's not possible.
Yeah.
There cannot be a living branch that is connected by a dead stem. Yeah. It's impossible that I can be the pastor of all these people who are living vibrant lives, vibrant marriages, businesses, work, ministry, etc. But me, myself, I'm a dry branch.
Mercy.
How can a dry branch... You know, some people are not getting it. If this is where the leaves and fruit are, and this is the connection to that tree, this connection can't be a dead connection.
It can't. It's impossible to have life coming.
It's impossible to transfer life and be dead.
Yes. Wow.
So I don't know whether you want to check with your neighbor whether they have a joy and crown. Or they have...
Are they a dry branch? Not in this room.
Or
not
they have no crown
here.
And no joy. No possible.
Apostle, usually sad people are loners. They are alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see? Anyway.
Let's
end with this
Tell
one.
Us.
Yeah.
Tell us.
No. This is, we have understood. Pray for the people.
Apostle.
It's time. It's time to go. Yeah, we need a response to the message.
Wow. Apostle, thank you so much for teaching us today. The very first decision to all of this is becoming born again. Once you're a child of God, you're then able to disciple others. And so you're watching online, you are maybe in the car, at your home, at a missional community somewhere, and you're not yet born again. I'd like to invite you today to make the decision to become born again. And so wherever you are, can you just put up your hand, because this is your day of salvation. This is your day of salvation. Today you receive joy in your life. So just put up your hand. If you're in a missional community, I'm sure the missional community is now clapping for you. If you're at your home, we're excited for you today. Would you pray this prayer after me? Say, Heavenly Father, I believe that I am loved.
I believe I'm loved.
Today I declare that I'm born again.
Today I declare that I'm born again.
I declare that you are my Savior.
I declare that you are my Savior.
Take my life. And do something significant with it. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
If you have prayed that prayer, it means that you are now born again. Just take a few seconds right now. Pick up your phone and send a message to this number. +256 775 642 449. +256 775 642 449. 1-800-875-4549. Please send a message. There's a pastor waiting for you at the end of that line. Tell them, I just got born again. And there'll be a pastor ready to receive you, ready to pray with you, and ready to plug you in. Welcome to the family of God. Amen.
Wow. What a blessing. Amen. And if you're watching us, you need to start a missional community. God is speaking to you about making disciples.
Yes.
I need you to text your location pastor right now.
Now.
I mean now. If you don't have your location pastor's number, ask your MC Shepherd for your location pastor's number and text them right now and tell them, Pastor, I'm tired of having no crown and no joy. I'm going to start a missional community. Yeah, on this 18th anniversary, I want us to start an extra 100 MCs in the next 2 weeks.
Ah, I love it.
Yes, 100 missional committees in the next 2 weeks.
I love it.
My joy and crown. Yeah, His glorious inheritance is His people.
Yes.
The beginning of His strength was His firstborn. If you don't have spiritual children, if you don't have disciples, look, you don't have strength. You may even be someone who prays a long time. Now why are you even praying? Who are you praying for?
Mazima, for what?
Why are you fasting?
Yeah.
For what?
For what?
Yeah, all these things are for people who are on mission, making disciples, building churches, and all of that. So I need you to text your I'm giving you time to do it.
Yeah.
I don't want you to say, "Boy, I'm waiting for someone." No. Now. Text your location pastor now. If you don't have their number, ask your MC Shepherd. Say, I need that location pastor's number. And text them now and tell them I'm starting a missional committee in the next 2 weeks. I need 100 MCs in the next 2 weeks. Amen. It's the most important. After receiving Christ, the next most important decision you'll ever make is making disciples. Amen. So God bless you. May God increase you. May you have a great time in your missional community meeting today. What is Jesus saying to you? What are you going to do about it? And may you make many disciples. If you're sick in any part of your body, we declare healing upon you. That sickness shall not arise a second time. And you're healed. Receive your healing. Receive your freedom. Deliverance from every kind of weirdness. Manifesting in your body, in your life, in your finances. Command it to leave you. You shall prosper amazingly because of your Father in heaven, not because of the world systems. God bless you. See you. Hey, wait. This weekend we have 18 hours of worship. We start Friday at 6 to 10. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Sunday, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Our anniversary services are on in all the locations here at Worship Harvest Nadia. We are changing service times to 8 a.m., 10 a.m., and 12 o'clock for YXP. So if you are somewhere older than a certain age, you may want to come at 8 or 10. And then at 12 o'clock, the volume will be different, the vibe will be different.
Come on.
But you are welcome to attend that one too. So 8, 10, 12, that's Nadia's service times are changing beginning this Sunday. So you'll find abundant parking. Don't worry. Drive your car. Come and let's worship God together. Even if it rains on Sunday, come. Take an Uber. Take a what?
No rain. Safe car. Oh, I'm told there's a car called Mbalas. Falas.
Okay. Oh, your border guy, the one with the Mamvuli. And let us see you at Garage this Sunday.
Come on.
As we celebrate our 18th anniversary, make sure to invite your neighbors to your location, whichever location you go to.
Yes.
This Sunday is for not coming alone.
Mm.
This is the Sunday to bring somebody along with you. God bless you. He reigns in the city, he reigns in the nation, he reigns in the
you for listening to this teaching. We hope that you've been blessed by the Worship Harvest Sermon Series. For more teachings and other resources, visit www.worshipharvest.org or call 0393-281-555. That is 0393-281-555.